Padre Kate here from RAF Brize Norton. Today marks the beginning of Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter Sunday. And I'm inviting you to make a pilgrimage with me through this week to the climax of Easter Day. Now, whether you subscribe to a Christian worldview or not, making this journey has much to offer us. And let's face it, most of us are not exactly short of time at the moment. So for those of you who don't subscribe to a Christian worldview, I just invite you to the willing suspension of disbelief. Just come along and see what you get out of this. And for those of us who who belong to the Christian tradition, I hope too that we'll this year be able to extract nourishment and support from reflecting on Holy Week. So each day there'll be a reading to reflect on. I'll give you the reference for the full reading, but I'll also give a summary so you can either follow the summary or look it up in the Bible for yourself. And then I'll give a short reflection and a prayer. So I suggest that you kind of take your time with this. If you're going to do the reading, read it, reread it slowly and notice what comes to mind. So we begin today, Palm Sunday, remembering the story of Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, as recorded by St. Matthew. The reading's taken from Matthew 21, if you want to read the whole story. But for now, I'll just give you a quick summary. So Jesus asks two of his disciples to go and to collect a donkey, which he's going to use to ride into Jerusalem. He's enacting an old prophecy about how the true king comes riding in humility. And as he enters the city of Jerusalem, people gather round him. They're drawn to the scene. There's an air of excitement. They cut down palm branches and wave them like flags, calling out in excitement, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And the whole of the city is in absolute turmoil, with everybody asking, "Who is this?" So let's reflect on that. Who is this? That's the question that jumps out for me. The crowd is buzzing, asking the question, who is it? Jesus has planned this entry into the city in a very deliberate way. He parodies the great processions of the powerful. There are no great carriages here, no fine horses, no fanfare. He comes riding a donkey with a rabble paving the way. People, ordinary people, are drawn to him in crowds. They see something in him that makes them mark and honour his presence, waving those palm branches and shouting with excitement. He's enacting a very clear message. His power is not over and above, but alongside and with people. Now that's worth noticing. I can't help but sigh internally at the reference to a large crowd in this time of social distancing, longing to physically connect with people and not have to cross the road to avoid them or zigzag out of the way in the supermarket, which just feels weird. But I draw comfort from the truth that whether we're gathered in crowds or separated from each other, then as now, Jesus is alongside and with us. Remember that as you take what seems to be a solitary walk, a solitary pilgrimage. Jesus walks with you. So who is this? He is Jesus, friend of sinners, friend of fools, friend of all who turn to him. On this strange Palm Sunday, ponder that thought and be comforted. His power is not over and above, but alongside and with people, alongside and with you. So a prayer as we begin our pilgrimage. Jesus, as we walk through Holy Week, will you walk with us as separately we gather around you? Give us your strength, your wisdom, your courage, and the knowledge of your presence with us. Enter the city of our hearts and teach us who you are. Amen.